Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. And, you know, I do a lot of thinking, and some of it's good thinking, I think, and some of it, I don't know, I just sit and stare into space, and I wonder what this old world's about. I was out by the lemon tree today picking some lemons, and I remembered when that tree went into blossom. And I'm thinking, you know, that's really, I mean, God's creation is just amazing. It's full of life. When that flower came on that tree, it lasted for a little while. It was pretty. It smelled good. And then it dropped off. And now, months later, there's lemons all over that tree. It's beautiful. It's just wonderful to see how God's creation works. And it got me thinking about John 15:5, when Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches." That whole scripture on John 15, verses 1 through 8, take your time and read it. It talks all about that. When Jesus said, "I am the vine and my Father is the gardener," and he went on and on and on. But when Jesus was speaking of himself as the true vine and his disciples as his fruit-bearing branches, he gave them a word picture that they may have heard before. Asaph, one of the writers in the Psalms and also the songwriter in the book of Isaiah, the prophet, he likened their nation to a vineyard that produced a bitter harvest of violence and injustice. Against that backdrop, Jesus himself described as the true and better vine that produces the harvest that his Father is looking for. But his disciples, like us, still had a lot to learn. Now, they hadn't abandoned him yet in a way that would show them why they needed his Spirit to produce within them the fruit of worthiness of that particular vine. Now, not all of them run away from Jesus, but a lot of them, they said, "I don't know about this guy." Well, when he was telling them that he was the true vine and that his Father, God, is the gardener, they didn't really understand it, but I think they come to know because they had not yet experienced the harvest of the Father that was looking for a Spirit-enabled love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control that you'll find over in Galatians 5. And I get to thinking, maybe we do the same thing. Are we true disciples of Jesus? Or we just want to come and listen to the good stuff and not pay that much attention to the relationship part of God? And I was wondering, and I maybe, now I'm putting myself in this too. Do you feel like a fake sometimes? I don't mean that in the wrong way, but did you ever fear that if people really examined you, they'd see how little you really do pray, give, and serve? Are you tempted to hide in the attic, away from prying eyes? You know, look deeper beneath the colors and the contours of our life. If you turn from your own ways and put your faith into Jesus Christ, then you and he belong to the same family. Now, Jesus used word pictures when he said, "I am the vine. You are the branches. Christ and you form a seamless whole. We are one in Christ." No more Jew, no more colored people, no more this kind of people, that kind of people. We are all one in Christ. And I love what Alveda King says, that we all bleed the same blood. And we are saved by the same blood, the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the disciple, the disciple. Yeah. Anyhow, I've been thinking. And I get to thinking, I get to rambling, so forgive me for that. But Jesus said, "If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing." So what things cause us to wonder like that, if we're really a true disciple of Jesus. You know, the devil likes to play tricks on us. He would even take scripture and twist it a little bit, like he was tempting Jesus in the wilderness, you know, for those 40 days. Unfortunately, the devil knows scripture as good as we do. In fact, I think sometimes he knows better, because he'll take a scripture and just twist it enough to cause doubt in your life. So if you ever wonder if you're a true disciple of Christ, the way you do it is repent. And say, God, forgive me for my doubting. I know I'm a child of God, and I love having you in my life. And then you might want to ask, how might this fear drive you to him? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is what the scriptures say. So it's a wonderful thing to be a true disciple of Christ. That don't mean that you're perfect, because you're growing. It's just like that fruit tree, you know, you have to prune it in order to get more fruit. And believe me, and I most likely all of us know about that pruning that goes on in our life. So Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the rest that you've given to us in his wisdom and grace. And we truly are and truly need to hang on to the vine. In Jesus' name. Well, there's a lot of prayer requests on the bulletin area of the online service. And if you just click on that, you'll see, you'll come up to where the prayer requests are. It's under the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. A little thing there says slides. And if you pull it up, it'll come and it'll bring you up to all the prayer requests and so forth that's in the bulletin area of our bulletin. But I also wanted to lift up our lay leader today. Tina's got a little bit of a cold or the flu or something, and we pray that God will touch her with medicines or whatever and get her all back up on her feet. So with that, I'd like to also know that if you have a prayer request that you would like us to lift up or put on the list, well, just send it to Phil or myself, either an email or a text, and we'd be happy to pray a prayer of intercession with you and for you. But you know, you don't need a preacher, although we like hearing from you, and we think it's a good idea sometimes when we write out our prayer requests, but you can go directly to God yourself. You have that relationship with God through Christ, a personal relationship. And he would love to hear from you. He loves you, and he would like to talk to you, and you talk to him. But we also have a prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples to use as a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. So, and you're thinking about praying and so forth, and you can recite the Lord's Prayer, but think about how it flows, and then use it for a model prayer for all of your prayers. And we close with that prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hope and pray you're having a good day, and hope to see you in church sometime soon.